Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 10th parak of Maseches Zvachim. We are up to parak 10, Mishnah Aleph. This entire parak is going to talk about if you have more than one karbon, what do you do first? So, kol ha-tadim echaver kodim eschaver, one of the most famous rules in all of Shas. Tadir v'sheinu, tadir kodim. If you have one thing that's brought more commonly than the other, you do that which is more common first. Hatzmidim kodim lul musafin, and therefore the karbon tamid comes before the karbon musaf, because the karbon tamid is twice a day, every single day, whereas karbon musaf is only on special days. Musaf Shabbos comes before the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, because Rosh Chodesh is only once a month. Shabbos is once a week. Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes in the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. The Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes before the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is only once a year, whereas Rosh Chodesh is every month. Shnerman Lavadol Sabokar Asheli Olasa Tamid Tasu Es Eila, because the pasuk says that aside from the Karban Tamid that you do every single day. So it means that aside from the carbon tamid in the morning, that's telling us that the carbon tamid in the morning is brought first, right, prior to bringing any other carbonos, because it's the most common one. And then Mishnah Beis tells us another rule, a little bit less well known. Whatever is holier comes first. Dam chatos kodem ledam ola. The dam of carbon chatos comes before the dam of an ola. Mepnei shehu meratza, because the dam of chatos is holy in that it forgives our sins. Evari ola kodminei murichatos. The limbs of an ola come before the fats of a korban chatos. Because an ola is entirely burnt on the mizbeach, so that is a symbol of holiness. Chatos kodem zliasham. A korban chatos comes before a korban asham. Nesha damanita nalabra kronos viali yasod. Because the dam of a chatos is put on the four kronos of the mizbeach, whereas the blood of an asham is not put on the four kronos of the Mizbeach. It's just put on the corners at the bottom of the Mizbeach and not at the top of the Mizbeach, and it's only on two corners of the Mizbeach. And the Dam of the Chatos is put on the soda of the Mizbeach. Asham kodem l'todo l'el nazir. Nasham comes before a carbon toda or an el nazir, meshu kachem kachem, because nasham is kachem kachem, whereas the toda and el nazir are kachem kalim. Hatoda v'el nazir kodem l'shlamim. The toda and the el nazir come before a carbon shlamim, neshe nechal l'yomechad of utunim lechem, because the toda and the el nazir can only be eaten for one day, unlike a shlamim, which is eaten for 2 days, and the toda and the el nazir come along with lechem, whereas the shlam does not. Shlam comes l'chor, l'b'chor, but shlam comes before b'chor. Because it requires matan arba usmicha, and it requires smicha of the owner on the animal unisachim, and there are nisachim that go along with it utnufas chazav shok, and we wave parts of the animal, so those things aren't done with a bechor, and therefore that's an indication that the shlamim is holier than the bechor. So let's review what we learned in the first two mishnayos of the 10th parak. In Mishnah Aleph we said kol atadir mechaveru is kodem eschaveru, so karmen tamid comes before Shabbos Musaf, Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Musaf, Rosh Chodesh before Rosh Hashanah Musaf. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that there's another rule of that which is Mekudosh comes before other things. So, Dam Chatos before Adam Ola, Evarim of an Ola before the Emurim of a Chatos before an Asham, and which in turn is before a Toden and El Nazir, which in turn is before a Shlamim, which in turn is before a Bechar, because each of those things have an elevated level of Kedusha over the thing that came after it. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel.